Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, August 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news today, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a shooting that occurred yesterday evening in Dundee. According to Scott Wilder, Director of Communications with the PCSO, the incident involved a deputy and another person. The deputy was searching a bag and a gun went off, striking the deputy and another person. Non-life-threatening injuries on both of them. The deputy and other victim have been transported for medical attention. We hope to bring you more news on this story on our Facebook page, facebook.com/HardyMidday. No events yet. Your jobs here in Hardy County, East Coast Migrant Head Start Project is looking for a teacher. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree in early childhood education or related, excellent communication skills, and meeting all ECMHSP, state and local child care employee regulations, including first aid and CPR. Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred, and Peace River Thousand Trails is looking for a front desk clerk and housekeeping associate, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of hotel operations and front desk experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you'd like. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 99. Intermittent clouds with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east southeast at 6 miles an hour with gust up to 7. The humidity is extremely humid, 70%. Dew point 76. Cloud cover 70%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny in the morning, scattered showers in the morning, scattered thunderstorms, numerous showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then clear after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain, and Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 7 Georgia counties have been designated natural disaster areas due to floods and freezing temps. According to AgFacts.com, this designation allows the USDA Farm Service Agency to extend much-needed emergency credit to producers recovering from natural disasters through emergency loans to meet their recovery needs. The designated counties are Gordon, Union, Eccles, Lowndes, Atkinson, Coffey, and Ware. USDA's Economic Research Service, which does an annual assessment of global food security, estimates there are 1.2 billion food insecure people this year, an increase of 32% from 2020. AgriMarketing.com reports this means about 31% of the population in the 76 countries covered by the study aren't getting the 2,100 calories they need on a daily basis. About 72% of them are in Asia and 21% in Africa. ERS forecasts the food insecure population will drop to 638 million people by 2031. The recent confirmation of African swine fever in the Dominican Republic was the first in the Western Hemisphere in 40 years. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says while the ASF findings are concerning, the U.S. is well prepared and extensive safeguards are in place to protect the health of our U.S. swine herd. But Hallstrom emphasizes this does heighten the need for U.S. regionalization protocols that allow exports from non-impacted areas to continue in the event of a U.S. outbreak.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional AgriPort. The North American Meat Institute, which represents the majority of America's meat and poultry producers and processors, has unveiled its plan for a sustainable future. Tiffany Lee is the Director of Regulatory and Scientific Affairs for the North American Meat Institute.
We represent companies that slaughter animals for meat products, also companies that put meat products through further processing, such as the companies that produce deli meats, salamis, things like that. So we represent all the companies that are actively engaged in the packing and processing community.
The organization has partnered with the National Corn Growers Association, the National Pork Producers Council, and the Beef Alliance, along with several other industry groups, in unveiling a protein pact for the people, animals, and climate of tomorrow. It calls the effort the first joint initiative of its kind, designed to accelerate momentum and verify progress toward global sustainable development goals across all animal protein sectors. The group also released a draft sustainability plan it says encompasses more than 100 metrics developed in collaboration with sustainability experts and supply chain partners. It hopes to get feedback from stakeholders on its areas of focus, including efforts to optimize contributions to healthy land, air, and water, produce safe products without exception, and support a diverse workforce.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Two major stock indexes notch more record highs after a report showed the U.S. job market is making widespread improvements. The S&P 500 added 0.2%. The Dow rose 0.4%, both marking all-time highs. Declines for several big tech companies helped pull the NASDAQ composite down 0.4%. The government's monthly jobs report showed that hiring was stronger across the economy in July versus economists' expectations. That raised expectations for the Fed to soon pare back its assistance for the economy. The Dow gained 144 points to close at 35,208. The NASDAQ lost 59 to 14,835. The S&P was up 7 to 4,436. New York oil fell 81 cents, closing at $68.28 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hendrick teammates battle for a win at Watkins Glen.
Kyle Larson made a late race pass after working his way to the front of the field at Watkins Glen International to pick up his fifth NASCAR win of the season as his teammate Chase Elliott finished second. Larson led 27 laps and had to hold off Elliott to take the checkered flag. At one point, he averted disaster when his car bumped that of Christopher Bell's and sent Bell spinning into turn one. But Larson held on and made it a point to apologize after the race.
He had to turn for the corner, and I was as low as I could get. And, yeah, we made contact. So, you know, it was definitely my fault. Not intentional, obviously, but, you know, I made a mistake.
Elliott said he missed his chance to overtake Larson, and after leading 35 laps earlier in the race, Martin Truex Jr. finished third. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Happy birthday Sunday. Tennis player Roger Federer turned 40 years old. This is SRN Sports. The commissioners of the Pac-12 and the Big 12 reportedly are discussing merging. Meanwhile, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby was questioned by the Texas Senate this week about the future of college sports, and had this response to a question about the future of the Big 12.
I suppose that there's a future scenario where the board would meet and say, we believe that we can do better individually, and so we should dissolve the conference. I've seen nothing from any of our leadership that would lead me to believe that is something they would like to consider. But is it impossible to think that that could happen? Sure, it could happen.
The Big 12 is trying to rebound after learning Texas and Oklahoma plan to leave for the SEC in 2025. Poor air quality in Denver forced the Broncos to scuttle a stadium practice. Instead, they moved their workout indoors in their suburban headquarters, normally reserved for those snowy days in the Mile High City. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, saying, I ran a half marathon sounds so much better than saying, I quit halfway through a marathon. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay dry, folks. or a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.